Yo, let's get this shit. I recorded a full episode. And where when I'm wrapping the fucker up, I look down and say, oh man, I didn't record any of it. I was talking into a dead microphone. You gotta hit record twice. And I hit it one, I don't know, I never make that mistake. On the H4N. Very odd. So I don't know, do I try to recreate what I just did? Which I'm gonna say wasn't bad. But it was not magic. But I was like, I'm okay with this episode when I'm done, when I'm finishing it up. The bar is pretty fucking low, let's be honest. But it's, you know, it was, I'd probably do the same news stories. I only did like three. But then I was just talking about my feelings about the beach, this being the holiday weekend. I'm imagining a lot of people at the beach. Jacqueline wishes we were at the beach. I am glad I'm not at the beach. Not that I dislike the beach, but I don't need holiday weekend beach stress. Gotta get a good spot. Gotta have all your stuff. It's a fucking, to me, nightmare. I won't mind. I don't mind going to beach on an off day. But I'm not going. I'm not going in the water. And I'm just like laying out there, chilling, which is nice. I like here on the ocean. I like the ocean. I don't hate the ocean. I'm not one of these, I'm a psychopath. Everybody loves the ocean. We're drawn to it. What is it? Something in us. That's why I live on a coast. You know, I like the coast. Don't want to be landlocked. I mean, I've yeah, I won't do it. Makes me feel like, you know, if something goes down, I want to be. Well, if something went down. There's really well, I say this: you're on the coast, particularly East Coast, New York City. If something goes down, if there's a nuclear attack, I'm done, which is great. I have no desire to rebuild. That'll be a lot of work, a lot of scavenging. I don't want no part of it. So I'll be happy. I'll be happy with that. Although I guess once you actually, no, rebuilding process too long. I don't want to be a part of it. So I like that. I would imagine Los Angeles is probably pretty safe. They'll probably go to any kind of tidal wave, tsunami type of thing. If you know, if we get into one of these crazy, the day after, whatever that movie was, Day After Tomorrow, where everything, 2012, stuff like that. You know, those movies, disaster, environmental disaster movies. I'm pretty safe there too. Although environmental disaster, you live past that, it's you're probably pretty okay. There might be less rebuilding to do. I don't know. I forget how that. I think in 2012 they just end up on a big boat, on an ark, and then in that type of situation, I wouldn't mind being on the ark. But still, then what? You still end up landing back. Everything's washed out. Everything's fucked up. Now you gotta. Everybody's got jobs to do. I'm not big on that. Doesn't sound good to me. So that's why I like to live on the East Coast, or the West Coast. If you know, there, I like it over there because there everybody there's very really laid back because there's no winter. So it's just like. It's always vacation. That's how I want to be in my mind. Always on vacay. All right. That was not a direct recreation of anything I did previously. If you're wondering, some of the points were made, but I really went off track there with the whole apocalypse talk. I didn't mention that in the first attempt at this episode. The lost episode that only my cats heard. Because Jacqueline got, she gets up and just, as soon as she gets up, she just leaves the house. She's like, I got to grab, she has to grab a computer and find a place to go. Right. So it's like we both wake up. She's like, I'm out of here. Boom. And then I start recording. So she doesn't have to be subjected to my babbling. And I got to say, I'm a little self-conscious when she's listening sometimes. So it's good for me. All right, let's do a couple news stories. Get the hell out of here. Holiday weekend. Woohoo. Long lines in Nevada as recreational marijuana goes on sale. Excuse me. God bless me. Went on a long talk about Nevada. And previous time, because I'll just say the same thing again. Love Nevada. I've never been to Vegas. Vegas ain't my thing. I've been to Reno twice. And I like Reno because it's not, it's a real shitty and fucking kind of weird vibe going on. It's a very strange place. I mean, it's just like a shitty casino town. But it's not like, you know, it's a Vegas. I just never been to Vegas. So I don't even know. Maybe I'd like it. And like, I wouldn't go to Reno. Both times I've been to Reno, same deal. I was working in Sacramento, right? So I'm working in Sacramento, and then this is my old job. So last time I was there, it was like right before. It would have been like exactly 7 years ago, just about, because I got fired almost exactly 7 years ago. It might, today or tomorrow is like the anniversary of me not being an accountant. Anyway, so I'm working in Sacramento. I was there for like a few weeks. So I just stayed the weekend. I'm going to fly back to New York from Sacramento. It's a fucking hassle for like a weekend. So I'm hanging out. And I just, so the, on the weekend, I just drove to Reno. It's not that far. It's like a 5-hour drive. You know, no big deal. So, and I was just hanging out there. And Sacramento's boring. There's nothing going on. And Reno is like this crazy, beautiful dump. And, you know, it's like, go gamble, then go to the, they have the legalized prostitution. You go gambling, smoke everywhere, cigarettes. Nobody gives you dirty looks. Maybe they do now, but they didn't then. And I don't smoke anymore, so I don't care. But in 2010, I smoked, and I enjoyed the freedom of the smoking. And then I like to go into the prostitutes. And I've been there, so. And now they have marijuana. So they got everything. I mean, it's crazy. It's weird. You think that prostitution, is that the only state that prostitution's legal? I mean, it's like, why would it be legal in that one state and just not everywhere? There it's legal, it's regulated, and you don't have your human the legal establishments don't have human trafficking issues. That's the problem with prostitution, is human trafficking. It's not the fact that somebody gave somebody else money to have sex, which is a completely legal. It's completely legal to have sex with somebody, and it's legal to give somebody money, but you put those two things together, you're in jail. Makes no fucking sense. Marijuana being illegal makes even less sense. That makes about the same amount of sense. It's all about like weird morality shit. Marijuana's a fucking plant. granted, some of these strains that people come with, up with, pretty insane, but still a plant. Make a plant fucking illegal. I know that point's been made a million times, but still can't understand it. But Nevada, they got it all. Good for you, Nevada. Next time I go there, I will try to get some legal marijuana. Well, you probably have to live there, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm not going to read this article right now. I'll find it. I'll just buy some legal weed. Illegal weed. Who cares? Christian fundamentalist pastor to stand trial over death of 2-year-old granddaughter from pneumonia. I didn't read this last time because I was like, oh, fuck it. But now I'm going to just read it. Pennsylvania Reverend from 72. Advocate for faith healing. That's okay. Granddaughter had pneumonia. He said, heal her on faith. She died. And that doesn't seem to be a good way to go. Let's see how much. I'm gonna skip to the last story, and then we're gonna get out of here. An Air Force airman was arrested for allegedly luring an undercover agent posing as a 16-year-old for sex. They were talking online on some chat thing. And of course, the young person that wants to fuck the old guy is not real. That's the thing about these pedophiles. No one wants to fuck the pedophile. Is there any kids out there really looking like for some pedophile dick? That's the worst part about it. It's like nobody wants to fuck you. And all the people online, I mean, I guess it's good that they're dumb enough to fall for the fucking debate every fucking time online where you can't see somebody and you're like, oh, hey, are you underage? Because I want to do something illegal. And then you get fucking busted. I mean, it's kind of entrapment and shit, too. It's kind of weird. I have some sympathy for the pedophile because I feel like it's a mental illness. But then at the same time, you're responsible for your own actions and you're trying to fucking do some bad shit. But also, that's entrapment. I don't think there's any kids out there. Look, but these, I don't know. What do I know? I don't have any kids, so. But stop that shit. If you're a pedophile, I'm sorry, but you got to get some help. Go to see a therapist. Don't bother children. That's my message. I think it's a positive one, anti-pedophilia message for this holiday weekend. All right, you fucks. It's not even a holiday yet. You talk to me every day, so let's not get too crazy here. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy whatever you're doing, whether it's the beach or not. Jesus Christ, I babble so goddamn much. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow. We love you.